Employers in Florida, nearly all of them, purchase workers' compensation insurance to cover employee injuries. Those benefits can cover missed wages, medical costs, and rehab. Right now, Florida's premiums are near the middle of the pack compared to other states. But it wasn't always that way.
Florida had, before the reform, number one, number two highest rates in the country. And eventually, through the effects of that reform, it dropped to the 40th lowest and then kind of leveled out in the middle of the pack and is currently in the middle of the pack of states.
That's Lori Lovgren with the National Council on Compensation Insurance. Her organization files rate proposals for some of the state's largest providers. And Florida made such a precipitous drop from one or two all the way down to 40, thanks in large part to a measure signed into law by Jeb Bush. That law severely limited attorneys' fees for workers' comp claims.
We did see claims with attorney involvement closing quicker, reduced claim frequency, and then ultimately, during this what we consider the post-reform period, through 2006, rates dropped by about 50%.
Which is pretty nice for an employer's bottom line. The only problem is the state Supreme Court tore up a number of those reforms, including a state-mandated formula for attorneys' fees. Now, NCCI Senior Actuary Jay Rosen says insurance providers need to raise their rates.
As Ms. Lovgren pointed out, the pending rate filing is comprised of three main components, the first of which is the first-year impact of the Castellanos decision, with an impact of plus 15%. The second is an update to the medical fee schedule, plus 1.8%, and then finally the Westfall decision, plus 2.2%, for an overall combined impact of 19.6%.
Not surprisingly, business interests aren't happy about the potential increase. But Florida Chamber President Mark Wilson is focusing his fire on the Supreme Court and workers' comp lawyers.
NCCI has already told us that increase in lawsuits by trial lawyers combined with the proposed 19% rate increase will cost Florida businesses potentially another $1 billion or more in unfunded liability. That's a great deal for the trial lawyers, and as you can tell, it's a horrible deal. It's a raw deal for injured workers.
Other speakers from the roofing industry and Walmart echoed Wilson's complaints, heaping scorn on the judicial system without explicitly opposing NCCI's proposal. Todd Thompson from the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce spoke out against the rate increase, but it seems the wider business community is preparing for a new and different approach built around controlling attorneys' fees. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.